This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. It is Monday, the 21st of July, 2003, and we have a powerful broadcast lined up for you coming up in about 30 minutes. Bev Harris has put out incredible information with her organization, Black Box Voting, about the election fraud that is going on around the country and the world, and they've caught them red-handed with these electronic touchscreen systems with backdoor ways for the government to get in, modem connections. But again, the horror of this, the criminality of this is so massive and so big, it's like everything else the globalists do, it's hidden in plain view. So that's coming up in about 30 minutes. On Friday, we talked about the death of the Ministry of Defense bioweapons expert, former head of Porton Down Bioweapons Laboratory that has its own ramifications. And we predicted that they would claim that it was a suicide. And within about 8 hours of finding his body, yes, they were sure it's a suicide. Of course, the first police there said it was, quote, a grisly find. And he had just emailed a friend saying, I'm going to fight this. I'm going to expose these people. I'm going to get my good name back. And it was a place he walked a couple times a week. He would walk about 5 miles away from his house and walk back. British are big walkers. And he was obviously ambushed and killed from all the evidence. And I've read 50 news articles literally this weekend. I've read his email that Dr. Kelly sent to a friend. He did everything that somebody would do that was going to fight for their honor and that was going to stand up. He had 3 children, a wife. He was only, 50-something years old. So it looks like Arkansas, and we'll go over some of that. And the Japanese basically accused Blair of that when he got off the plane from the U.S. right when this thing broke Saturday. He had just gotten to Japan after talking about how he was going to have a new world order before Congress. The new world must have order, and calling for preemptive strikes against more countries. He got off the plane in Japan, and they accused him of, quote, having blood on his hands. And if you read deeply into what the reporters said, they were accusing the government of an assassination. But by the time you read it in the British and U.S. newspapers, it's, oh, you made him commit suicide. So within hours of finding his body and confirming that it was Dr. Kelly, it's official, it's a suicide. It's a suicide. He killed himself. So now they're going to have the sacrificial lamb, Tony Blair, who's going to leave office. But you notice the war was still okay. The globalists will do this. After they use a politician to get a job done for them, they know there's public outrage against that politician, so they will politically decapitate them and give the people what they think they want. So we'll get into that here on the show today as well. There is a bunch of news about the economy, about the Second Amendment, about what the neocon Supreme Court is doing, butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and going after the Second Amendment. That's coming up as well. More U.S. troops getting killed in Iraq. In fact, I'm going to go into that next after we cover the details of Dr. David Kelly. And, of course, we're going to take your calls today. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the show. My websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. And we'll be right back and dive straight into the news as we track the latest global developments inside the New World Order criminal crime syndicate. All right, stay with us. Be right back after this quick break.
Homeowners, if you're drowning in high-interest credit card debt or have been turned down for credit elsewhere, grab a pen and get ready to jot down a toll-free number, because the credit people have got some great news for you. Right now, interest rates are at historic lows, which makes this the perfect time to call the credit people for a fast, no-hassle debt consolidation loan. We've helped thousands of homeowners lower their monthly payments, making it possible to get out of debt quickly and easily. Slow credit, bad credit, no problem. Our professional advisors will work with you to customize a loan just right for your needs, with no hidden points or tack-on charges. And unlike so-called debt counseling programs, working with the credit people can actually strengthen your credit. Don't wait another minute. Call the credit people at 1-866-510-3328 for a free, no-obligation analysis of your current debt situation. Whatever it takes to lower your monthly payments, our experts can help. Call 1-866-510-DEBT right now. That's 1-866-510-3328. The credit people. High interest in people. Low interest on loans.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels, trihalomethanes, and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends, it is Monday, the 21st of July, 2003. We'll be live for the next 2 hours and 51 and a half minutes. I do have Bev Harris, author of Black Box Voting, Ballot Tampering in the 21st Century, and she's broken major news stories. I have been studying this for years. The touchscreen systems, it's admitted, have back doors, can be accessed by modems. The federal government is paying to have them put in. The county clerk here in Travis County, who was caught double counting ballot boxes, falsifying signatures, breaking safety seals, back in 98, has put them in here, and that no one is allowed to know the inner workings of them. They admit there's no paper record. But again, the average American doesn't want to believe what's happening. They can't believe that something this big will happen right out in plain view. It's like the Federal Reserve being private and being run for profit. It's an absolute fact. It's even in the white pages, the business pages, not the blue government pages, of your yellow pages, of your phone book. But again, it's hidden in plain view. The impossibility of hijackers taking over those planes and doing what they did on 911. The fact that 9 of them are still alive, that the others had their houses and cars and credit cards paid for by the FBI and Mossad. The fact that Bush signed W199I, ordering the FBI not to stop al-Qaeda. The fact that hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. The fact that public officials got told not to fly that day to New York. On the record, mayors and others. Joint Chiefs of Staff. It goes on and on. I mean, the New World Order is right out in plain view. The UN and Dying Corps caught kidnapping little children en masse. Mainstream news. Texas company Proteogene putting AIDS virus in corn and planting it in 96 locations. Source, Associated Press. Back in the newspaper, never hear about it again. But neocons know about, you know, all know how stupid Hillary Clinton is. You're all diverted off onto that mindless political warfare. So these are the real issues, my friends. So Bev Harris coming up to talk about that here in about 20 minutes, 22 minutes to be exact. So stay with us. And I said I'd do this on Friday, and I didn't do it. I read a few paragraphs of it. And the reason I didn't do it on Friday is because it will take an hour, if I read fast, to read the entire Ron Paul speech that took him 50-plus minutes to carry out on the floor of the House of Representatives, called Neocon. And if you read one speech by one member of Congress, this is the speech. It's posted on the main page of InfoWars.com right now. Right now, it's there for you to read and print off and give to people. He talks about how the Bush administration is run by communists. Ron Paul says it. He says the Bush administration is run by communists that openly call for dictatorship and believe that Machiavellian worldview is the way to go and that evil is good. Now, Ron Paul said that about Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and the leaders of the neocon movement. He says we've been betrayed. He says they're enemy forces. He talks about the Federal Reserve. He talks about the IRS. He talks about how they're Trojan horses. Folks, it took him 15 minutes to read it, to speak it himself. We have 14 minutes of commercials here. So that gives us, 46 minutes of talk time with the bumper music. Really, it's about 44 minutes. 43 minutes. I'm going to try to read this today. At least most of it are key sections. But I was trying to find, you know, out of the 15 pages, just the key stuff. Well, it's all important. I was trying to reread this last night and highlight areas I was going to read and areas I wasn't going to read. But it's all important. I can't find anything I can cut out here. Ron Paul says the Bush administration is run by communists. Now, it's true. Okay? It's their own statements. They wrote it. The Fourth International took over America. He says the National Review. All of them. All of them. They're neat. Folks, I've been telling you this for years. They're neocons. And I've had Ron Paul on this show 20-something times. I'm going to get him back on. I need to instruct my producer to do that. We need to create a neocon section on Prison Planet, and I really want Paul to do that. We're going to get that done. He's pulled a lot of other great sections. My wife with Violet Jones with InfoWars.com is building some new sections. So you can go there and see this. A vaccine section, a fluoride section, a neocon section. We've got a bunch of other key sections. A population control extermination section with their own U.S. government documents that we posted many times, but I want to put them all in one place, how they want to kill us. I mean, the horror, the bizarreness of this, I can't blame people for not wanting to believe it. I mean, it's crazy. The conservatives are the Fourth International of communism. Well, I mean, look at their actions. Open borders, gun grabbing, supercomputers to communist China, blocking Dan Burton's committee, signing campaign finance reform, electronic voting machines with Chuckie Schumer. I mean, when you look at, in fact, Ron Paul even says that. He says, when you get past the rhetoric, he must be listening to the show, and you look at the actions, that the Republicans are more socialistic than the Democrats. And they're able to fool, as a Trojan horse, the conservative mass. But Ron Paul, most conservative voting record, I know I made a big deal about this, and then I end up not reading it, but if you don't go to InfoWars.com and print this off, or go to LibertyCommittee.org and get it, but ours is in a more printer-friendly version, Liberty Committee didn't format it very well. Kind of cuts off part of it. But ours is formatted where it prints in 10 pages instead of 15, by the way, but it is in small print. Either place, just go get it and make copies of it and hand it out at your church and go, you've heard of Ron Paul. You know, he's against abortion. He's against open borders. He's pro-gun. He's pro-America. And here he is saying, folks, there's like four pages of this thing where he uses quotes out of their own books and statements where Machiavelli's good and Trotsky's good and Nietzsche's good. It's just like the Harper's Magazine report about the brotherhood with all these congressmen. And they're not really Christians. It's just a co-op Christian organizations. And they think Hitler's good and Trotsky's good and Lenin's good and Mao's good and Machiavelli's good. And you see them carrying it out in our daily lives. And there was a story in the San Jose Mercury News. And again, we got a big update today on InfoWars.com. So it'll be all the news stuff will be posted at about noon or 12:30 Central. There's a bunch of updates we did this weekend, so go to the site and get the Neocon story, but refresh around noon or a little bit later. So we're going to post the San Jose Mercury News article, which Mr. Michael Savage, was the ultimate beatnik. And you can see him with a big commie beard, a Karl Marx beard. He promoted some of the most degenerate groups imaginable, the Allen Ginsbergs. I mean, this guy is just trash of the earth. And now he's called a neocon. Well, yeah, folks, they're all Trotskyites. And they say a bunch of things that are correct, but then add the laced poison to the mix of supporting the New World Order and supporting these wars. And, oh, the Patriot Act's good. And you see, and then they don't attack the phony neocons that are really bringing you the socialist agenda. Do you want to see a photograph of this beatnik? And they're all beatniks, folks. All of them. Bush, you know, the guy in the White House, long hair, sandals, running around. So I told the liberals, I mean, you guys should really love George Bush. Gun control, open borders, growth in government. I mean, if you really like big government, guys, you should love Bush. And I'm not attacking you if you had long hair and wear sandals, folks. I mean, the ideology of it. They even fit the stereotypes. And now they dance around, draft dodgers all. They're all Bill Clinton clones. It's the Bill Clinton, you know, it's like the T3. You know, each brand of Terminator sent to destroy the Republic is what they are. They get more advanced. The early liberals were obvious with what they were for. The later versions were a little bit more slick willy. And now the new ones have this camouflage of conservatism. And they're very destructive and very sneaky and very deceptive. It's called camouflage, folks. It's a rule of warfare. It's a part of modern warfare. And you've bought it. And so the enemy's in your camp smashing everything, and they've shaved their big beatnik beards off and are storming us, and they've released knockout gas intellectually, and we're about to lose everything right now. We are under massive, total bombardment, and Ron Paul has finally said it. So I'm done talking about that. I'm going to get to that in the middle of the second hour and then lead it into the third hour, and it may take me an hour and a half to cover it, or an hour. I don't know, but I'm going to try to cover it all. I'm going to read the whole thing, okay? And I'm not a news reader, so bear with me. In the meantime, again, the new revelation, new bombshell on proof that the touchscreens are hooked right into your loving friends at the Pentagon. And that's okay. They'll probably say it in the news. Well, Total Information Awareness Network needs to monitor how you vote and control it. And, you know, it's for your safety. And there's no record of how you vote. And you just have to trust us. By the way, did we mention we have police in black uniforms wearing ski masks everywhere? And you'd better shut up or bad things are going to happen. Bush's approval rating sags, and be very afraid when that happens. If it goes below 40, you are assured that the military-industrial complex will launch terror attacks to get you back in line worshiping the neocons. Dead scientists feared dark actors playing games. He had just contacted a friend and said, I'm being harassed, I'm being intimidated, I'm being mistreated. Dark actors are all around me. And then he ends up dead, and they say, oh, suicide, suicide, suicide.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company's been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly, and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Enzyme Phytonutrient, or EPN, is a new all-in-one combination of enzymes and saccharides necessary for optimal cellular communication. EPN is created using a unique 14-day process resembling human digestion, in which soy seeds are completely assimilated into basic nutrients and natural sweeteners. Enzymes are complex proteins found in digestive juices, causing food to break down at an accelerated rate. Phytonutrients come from plants, which provide important protective substances called phytochemicals. Saccharides are known to be important in cellular communication. One tablespoon before each meal is all that is needed. The diseases EPN may be helpful in relieving are too numerous to mention here, so call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for more information about this exciting new dietary supplement. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thanks for joining me today. Bush's approval rating sags from the Associated Press. The public has grown increasingly uneasy with President Bush's handling of the economy and the situation in Iraq, a new poll suggests. Well, Bush isn't handling anything. There's this illusion that Tony Blair or Vladimir Putin or George Bush run something. They're titular heads. They're called puppets of the military-industrial complex. But, again, it's important what people think about that titular head, because that is a representation for the establishment of how their con job is running against their captive populations. Bush's overall job approval dropped 8 points since May to 55%, according to a new CNN Time poll. Other polls show Bush running from 51 to 53%, and other polls show him at 47%. But this particular CNN Time poll, a majority in this poll, 52%, said the president is doing a poor job of handling the economy, and just 4 in 10 say the U.S.-led military campaign in Iraq has been successful. That's down from 52% who felt that way in late March. 55% of Americans said they approved of the way Bush is handling Iraq, according to the poll, compared with 69% in May. So be afraid, be very afraid, because when approval ratings start dropping below 50%, they tend to plunge into the low 30s. And when that happens, Bill Clinton carried out Oklahoma City bombing, and then a year later bragged on Air Force One that he, yes, owed the revival of his presidency to the Oklahoma City bombing. Yeah, no kidding. And you look at President Bush's government, it was in trouble, and the economy was plunging. But that's all okay now after 9-1-1, because he stood there on the rubble and said that those that carried this out were going to pay. Well, sir, your military-industrial complex that you're a puppet of has not paid. In fact, they've all gotten raises, and the FBI agents that blocked investigations of Al-Qaeda under your orders were given bonuses by your Justice Department, and those that blew the whistle have been fired or demoted and threatened with arrest. So why'd you give people that helped Al-Qaeda attack bonuses, according to the Washington Times? Again, we're supposed to forget about all this. So be afraid, be very afraid. Blair's approval rating is through the floor. Bush's is plunging. This is very frightening. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. This is chilling. This is very, very serious. Dead scientists feared dark actors playing games. This is out of Canada.com. Also have it out of the Sunday Mail. I have it out of the London Telegraph, all over the place, posted on Infowars.com. Dead scientists fear dark actors playing games, calls for Blair to quit over suicide of weapons experts. So now it's a suicide. Within hours of finding him and confirming it was his body, the first police there said it was, quote, a grisly find, blood all over the place. Some of the first reports were that he had a bullet hole in him. We have those mainstream news articles posted. But now it's, oh, no, that was a false report. Mr. Kelly, Dr. Kelly, committed suicide. Now, he admitted that he was the mole, that he had given information to Mr. Gilligan at the BBC, but that he hadn't given Mr. Gilligan all the information, and that he wasn't the central person blowing the whistle. And this was under pressure by the government come clean. That is, to come out and say, I'm the mole, and the BBC misreported what I had said. But he had just emailed a friend, and that email's published, and the family says it is his email, saying there's dark actors playing games surrounding me, trying to intimidate me, I'm being mistreated, the Ministry of Defense. And this guy was high level. I mean, in the early 90s, for 4 years, he was the head of Porton Down Bioweapons Lab. That's the infamous place where they kill U.S. and British troops in bio test. That just came out a few weeks ago. That's the place that has race-specific viruses that can kill whole races of people. The James Webb publications has warned people about. Porton Down is the place that released Foot and Mouth in 99, and it turned out on purpose. So very, very important information. And think of all the other microbiologists that have been dying the last few years in key bioweapons positions. So what's really going on here? And we'll pick this up later. We'll talk about voting machines when we get back, though. Very important.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they are 0-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. I do this show live, and then, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, we go out on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates around the country, from New York to Texas to Colorado to California, many points between. We have a giant audience on the Internet listening at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I want to thank the listeners for spreading the word via the Internet about the show and the incredible guests and news we cover here and our analysis, and also on Global Shortwave. You can listen if you're on vacation in Europe or on a job in Guatemala. You can listen via the Global Shortwave during the day on 12.172 and 9320, and at night from 9 to midnight Central at 5.085 and 6890. Coming up here in just a few minutes, Bev Harris, author of Black Box Voting, Ballot Tampering in the 21st Century, has provided numerous articles on voting machine ownership, errors, and security to news publications worldwide. In writing Black Box Voting, she spent over 2,000 hours researching voting machines and interviewed dozens of witnesses, including many election officials and even voting machine programmers who work directly for the firms that build these machines. Harris owns Talon.com, publicity firm, and has been writing professionally for 10 years. She is also the author of How to Embezzle a Fortune, Tips on How to Identify Accounting Fraud and Recover Embezzled Funds. Now, we're going to her here in a few minutes. I just want to say something. I've read her book. I have listened to her on other talk shows. We've had many other guests on who have researched this. I have caught people engaged in election fraud here locally, okay? I have tracked who owns these voting machine companies. I've probably done 100 hours of research, and it's so horrible it would take me years to explain it all. This woman has done 50 times the research I've done, conservatively, and has just found wholesale evil that's unspeakable. And, of course, the average person knows all about the baseball scores or how to apply cosmetics, but how to understand little black boxes with modems hooked up to them, with the Pentagon involved sneaking around, with election companies tied to major political parties. And we have a county clerk here in Austin who's been caught engaged in election fraud. I don't just say that. It was in the newspaper. She got caught, and the state board said, well, it was an accident, falsifying safety seals, breaking safety seals, double-counting ballot boxes. And she's all for the wonderful touchscreens we've got. So we go from bad to worse with the bubble punch-outs to this. So that's coming up in a few minutes with Bev Harris. She's got a new bombshell to drop on you, her news service, blackboxvoting.com. Just, folks, I've researched this. She is spot on, really key info. So that's coming up in about 2 minutes. Before we do that, and then we'll get into political assassinations and Ron Paul exposing the Republicans as neocons and is trying to destroy the Republic. That's coming up in the third hour, well, the middle of the second hour into the third hour. But before I do that, please get my videos. They're waking people up. They're one of the best tools we've found to wake America up. We have America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement is my newest film, just came out. And we have 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, frankly my best film, detailing how the globalists carried out September 11th to usher in this police state. And it goes through the evidence that is irrefutable. No rationally minded person can watch the video and check out the documents and come away from the facts with any other conclusion but that Operation Northwoods, the official government plan to carry out 9-1-1, was activated, and more attacks are going to be activated, and hopefully how to stop them. So get the videos, my friends. Get them. Make copies of them for nonprofit, not for sale educational purposes. Air them on Access TV. Get them out to your friends and family. Educate America now and support this broadcast. The videos are $25.95 apiece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20 apiece. My book is $12. It's about September 11th, 9-1-1 Descent into Tyranny. And get the information and start waking people up at the grassroots level. The toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. If you're sick and tired of the lies, if you're tired of people being ignorant, if you're tired of talking yourself blue in the face to your friends and family to wake them up or to local talk show host, give them the videos, and 90% of the time, on average, they're waking up. Help us plant the seeds and save the republic. All right, let's go to Bev Harris, author of Black Box Voting. Bev, this stuff is real. This is a massive fraud, and I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Well, it's nice to be here.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself, how you got involved in this, how you discovered this rabbit hole, Alice, and tell us how deep it really goes.
Well, it's really disturbing. I got involved in it because I read an article by Lynn Landis. She's a reporter, and she wrote an article that said, assume crooks are in control. And the gist of her article was that nobody could figure out who owned these companies. And I thought, well, you know, I'll just go look it up. I have some databases that not everyone has. And so on a lunch hour Sunday, I just sat down and looked it up, and I was really shocked to see that there was really conflict of interest among the owners. In other words, people were programming voting machines and then running for office with their own machines counting their votes. I found that just amazing that that could happen. And as I continued to research it, then I started looking into, well, do we know that the machines count accurately? Found 112 elections, and by the way, there's more. I just got tired of it and stopped. 112 elections that were documented that the machines counted wrong. And I don't mean little mistakes. I mean they counted 60% errors, 25% errors.
Now, that's just when they get caught.
And that's just when they get caught. And I would assume, by the way, that we're only catching about 5% of them at the most.
Now,
and that's
written...
their errors. My next question is, are they errors or is some of this deliberate?
Now, we're talking to Bev Harris. Bev, you've written books and consult to major companies. What you do is track down fraud, embezzlement, corruption, so this was a perfect thing for you to investigate.
Well, yeah, as soon as I saw that they were removing the audit trail and they were trying to make these machines paperless so that there was no physical record of what the voter had done, immediately it's like, well, we've got a security hole here. If you did this with accounting, you would always be embezzled from. You can't do this kind of thing. You've got to have checks and balances.
But nationwide it's going in, and Chucky Schumer and Bush have got the bill to fund this with billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It's going in right here in Austin, and the people are so gullible, oh, the government wouldn't do that, and they are doing it.
Right. Well, and we don't, you know, the thing is, with this kind of voting machine, you could have a very few people involved in tampering with millions of votes. So it's not like you have to, you know, in the old days, because people have always done election rigging. But in the old days, you'd have to work at it. You'd have to go precinct to precinct and bribe people and do things. No, with these computerized voting machines, if you get at a couple of programmers, you can do a lot of damage. And
but that's how they're getting
a couple people.
Ma'am, that's how they're getting caught, though, because you've noticed that in some of these elections, and I've seen the news articles, it'll be the exact same tally in certain classes of elections all over. They're getting lazy, aren't they, where they just issue a set parameter and put it out there hoping that no one notices.
Well, there are some mathematical reasons for that. That number that you're referring to, 18181, which happened three times in Comal County, Texas, well, that actually there is, if you do a certain type of percentage addition to the vote, it will tend to get that number. One of the things that's been interesting recently is we've had some mathematicians look at how that number came about, and I won't go into it on the air, but it actually is a round down of 18182, which happens when they do certain math functions on the computer. So, it's very indicative of the fact that there was an automated program in place during that election, which happened to generate that result.
Now, Bev, I mean, let's just boom, boom, boom through the big red flags and smoking guns here, and you were telling me this morning briefly that you had new information, not just about back doors into these boxes, but specific programs in there to remotely access it.
Right. One of the things that I found curious is that a lot of the election company officials were making statements about the fact that these machines are not connected to anything, there's no modem, they don't connect to the internet. And I knew that they did. I have the manuals. I have the technical specs. And I thought, well, why are they lying about this? Because it was bald-faced lies, you know?
We got the county clerk on a local TV show, and she said, no, it doesn't hook to anything. And then we go, well, look, there's a phone plug right here. What's that?
Yeah.
And how dumb do they think we are? I guess
exactly. And not only that, but I have the technical specs. They have wireless stuff in them. I mean, they are all hooked up for wireless communication. But it gets worse than that. The story that we're working on now is actually looking at the code itself. And it looks to us like they have rewritten portions of Windows, which will allow them to get remote access into the machines and actually write information directly into the touchscreens themselves. And that is, that's bad. Now, I have had, I'll put some qualifiers on that. I have had two C++ coders look at the source code itself. Both of them came up with the same conclusion. This is such an important story that I'm actually going to take it through five different coders, including Microsoft. And, we're going to nail this down. This is going to be a big, big story.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is a giant story, but already they're remotely accessible.
Right.
You've got politicians involved in owning companies and then using their own machines when they run. Can you give us some of that background?
Well, you know, where do you want me to start? Well, actually, ask me that question again, and I'll focus it in. There's so much to talk about as you...
Well, that's what I was saying, is that
yeah.
There's so much fraud, so much corruption, but you were talking about politicians who are involved in owning the touchscreen wireless voting companies, and then they end up using their own machines in their own elections with their own programmers working on the machines.
And one of the ones is being groomed to come in after President Bush as the next president. His name is Chuck Hagel. He's out of Nebraska. You can see that they're actually, kind of grooming him to take, over some big position in Washington.
By the way, he goes to the Bilderberg Group meetings.
He does. He touts himself as this big Vietnam vet. Well, I'm sorry, but he was the guy who administered the Agent Orange program. And I don't know about your listeners, but I know people who have recently died. They were Agent Orange victims. I don't know too many people who felt like they got a fair shake out of the Agent Orange settlement the government came up with. But that was his first foray. And then he worked for George Bush Sr. for several years in Washington, D.C., and then he came out to run the voting machine company. He was the CEO and chairman of what is now Election Systems and Software. He then ran for office, and the machines that were built under his watch, the machines that were programmed while he was running the company, were the ones that counted his vote. And his election was so amazing. It was such an upset that it was reported nationwide Business Week said lightning struck twice. He had an amazing upset victory in the primary and another amazing victory in the election where he defeated a popular incumbent. Well, if he had disclosed that he was running the voting machine company, I can tell you that they would have reported that too, but he lied on his disclosure documents, said he was a banker. Now, what he was the chairman of a voting machine company.
By the way, those are the voting machines we use in Austin is from Hagel's Nebraska Company.
ESNS, probably. I know a lot
well,
of
no,
Texas companies.
No, I saw that back when they were paying for them and putting them in. Plus, mm-hmm. it's like $15 million for Austin, and all they are is little junky computers.
They're putting millions of dollars in, and what you don't even see is the extras. I know Georgia put in $55 million worth of machines, and then they wanted to have a little election on the state flag, and the company said, oh, that'll be another $2 million. We have to reprogram. And I wonder how much is disclosed upon purchase as to what the extras are later on.
You know, this is just amazing, and they just tell us this is the way it is. I know that when we were reporting on this, trying to stop the touchscreens in Austin, a lot of strange things happened. A lot of people got threatened. They've got a lot of members of the media on the little local committees ramming this through. This is very important to them, isn't it?
It is, and you know what's really telling, Sequoia in the state of Louisiana spent more money lobbying than they sold the machines for. Now, that tells you something. There's an agenda there, isn't there? You know, and another thing that we're seeing is they're going straight to the state and trying to get a state person to make the decision for all the counties. They did that in Georgia, and they're now doing that in Ohio. They're trying to get one state guy to make the decision for all the counties in Ohio to buy the same machine.
Yeah, they're trying to always centralize it. This
mm-hmm.
is incredible. And again, there's almost no debate about this. You tell somebody this in a checkout line, they'll on average roll their eyes at you. I guess people want to be slaves. They don't want to know.
Well, I think the general public is starting to wake up. And what this is a situation, by the way, where we cannot depend on government or some organization to fix this problem.
Bev, it's also a race against evil. Because if they get these in everywhere, they'll just say, well, you voted for us taking your land. Well, you voted for foreign troops. Well, you voted for more taxes. And people go, no, we didn't vote. Oh, yes, you did. I mean, if they get these in, it won't matter.
Right. Nothing matters. Thomas Jefferson, you know, one of our founding fathers, said he predicted this type of thing, actually, and he said, you know, the people at the grassroots level have to continue to be vigilant, because if we don't, we will lose our democracy without anyone ever firing a shot.
Well,
and the
Stalin,
reason we will is because of greed and corruption.
Well, Stalin said, I don't care who casts the votes, only who counts them.
That's right. You know, I think what I'm seeing in actually looking at the programs themselves, and I haven't looked at ESNS. I don't have access to. They're very secretive about these machines. But I was able to get a hold of the actual programs for Diebold Election Systems, and they're based out of McKinney, Texas, by the way. It's actually a long story. But I will tell you that the kinds of things that we're seeing in the programs are completely inappropriate. For example, they keep multiple sets of books. Now, you know what I'm talking about. If you have two sets of books with your business and you show one to the IRS and you keep, and the real set of books is the one you have, that is illicit. That is fraudulent. Now, these voting machines have three sets of books in them, and they can disengage from each other. And that's written right into the program. And basically, you can have all the votes put in three places, but you can change the votes in some of the sets of votes.
And that's how they run the fraud all along. Stay right there.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Got to Bev Harris, author of Black Box Voting, blackboxvoting.com. ABC Nightly News, CBS, they're not going to be part of warning you in this. They've been part of voter news services for decades, telling you who wins. And then the average American has no idea how the election process even works. Voter news services has armed guards, won't let you in to see how the national votes are even tallied. That's a good word for it, Bev, is black box voting, because it's just armed guards, secret buildings with intelligence agency connections, with people in the Senate and the House and Jeb Bush and Chuckie Schumer involved. All these different groups pushing the same agenda, and no way to know how you vote with wireless and phone wire modems hooked in and no paper trail. And they say, hey, don't ask questions. This is the new America.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I can update a little bit on that. You know, Voter News Service, apparently their results were so discrepant from what the machines came up with in the 2002 election that they shut down altogether. Now, think about this.
They changed the names, what they do.
Well, the new one will supposedly be sponsored by CNN or Gannett or some such thing.
CNN, AP, but that was always what VNS was made up of.
Yeah, and then as for the mainstream media, I think I don't want to say exactly who now, but I think you are going to see this story breaking into the mainstream media. And what's doing it is this. Once we were able to get the actual code itself and show in the code that there is it's not a bug, in other words, it's a feature of the code. Now we've got a story that is attracting the attention of some of the heavy hitters. It's a complex story, so it'll probably take them another couple weeks, maybe even 3 weeks, because what we're doing at this point, we're working with some of the big boys, I will tell you, but what we're doing is they're bringing in their own independent computer experts who are verifying what our findings are. And I think you will see that this breaks out into the press. One of the things I would really encourage people to do, there is a petition out right now by Greg Palast and Working for Change, and I think it's at workingforchange.org or .com. They are asking for an immediate moratorium on electronic voting until these problems are solved. In
well,
other words,
you,
not in
Bev.
2004, not in 2006, but now.
Bev, let me stop you for just a second. I mean, you're a smart lady. You investigate fraud. I've researched your findings and your claims, and I found them to be right on line with what I have independently verified locally and in researching news here on the air. But Voter News Services was set up under another name in 63, right after the Kennedy assassination. They have been engaging in election fraud at the federal level for now over 30 years, almost 40 years. They have changed the name several times. And ABC and CNN and NBC and all of them, the Washington Post, USA Today, are all, quote, involved in sponsoring it. They pay for it. They give money to, quote, VNS and Bill Headline and the rest of the people that head it up. And before 2000, people didn't even know the names of VNS or the people that work there. No one is allowed behind their closed doors in New York. And then they just magically announce hours before the polls close so-called exit polling. No one's ever seen the exit pollers who won. So my point is, you know, the mainstream news will come along, co-opt your story, because they're involved in it, I'll tell you right now, and then just kind of say, yeah, there's a few problems, but don't worry, we're going to fix it. What do you say to that?
Well, we'll see, because you see, mainstream news comes in various forms. For example, one of the things that published information on from me a couple of weeks ago was Slashdot. Now, Slashdot is the premier computer site in the world. They had over 400 computer programmers weigh in and basically support my findings.
That's amazing. I saw that story. Bev, stay there. Let's talk about Slashdot when we get back, and we'll discuss more.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies.